This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, CEO and Medical Director of Heartland Total Body, located in Atlanta, Georgia. He is here to speak with us about laser liposuction. Dr. Watkins, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So, for starters, what are your recommendations for someone who is interested in non-invasive body contouring?
Well, you know, I believe first and foremost, patients need to be well-educated in certainly everything they do. My recommendation would be that they have a good idea of kind of what they are trying to achieve. They sit down with the physician and ask questions to that physician of what they feel is the best modality for that patient. Each case is certainly very individualistic and may require different technologies or modalities to achieve that patient's goal. So I think that, you know, by sitting down, asking questions, being very comfortable with that physician prior to going into any procedures is always a good idea and whatever you choose to do. But, you know, there's lots of modalities out there, lots of choices. And I think finding that specific procedure or modality for that patient that that patient may be comfortable with takes a little bit of research, and certainly a well-educated patient will be the happiest. If you can sit down and talk specifically and ask questions, it's probably the best idea.
Can you further describe what lipotherm is and what are reasons someone would undergo this treatment?
Well, lipotherm specifically is a type of liposuction that is performed with a laser modality. So what we do is a three-step process, very unique by the name of tumescent liposuction, where we indeed use a lipotherm instrument to actually melt fat, and which it also helps in skin tightening. So what we do is a minimally invasive procedure where we take a laser and we actually instill that laser into the fat cells and actually melt fat cells before we use a liposuction procedure to withdraw the fat cells. Now, the benefit of the laser liposuction or lipotherm is that it not only does it melt the fat cells, but it also helps with skin retraction. So after that fat is removed from the skin, it helps with the tightening process of the skin. So you aren't left with as much sagging skin as you would be if we were just to go in and remove the fat. Now, each patient, certainly their skin type, has a large component to do with the healing phase and how well that skin tightens, but the laser piece certainly assists in the skin tightening piece of the procedure.
And thanks for breaking that down. Now, taking it a little further, touch on what is the lipotherm procedure like? Touch on these details, if you would.
Well, the lipotherm liposuction procedure, or as I like to call it, liposculpturing, is a three-step process. So we use a tumescent process, which basically is a fluid with a topical numbing medication. That is the first step. So we take this fluid, we make small incisions into whichever cavity we're trying to remove the fat. So if that be the abdomen, we'd make small incisions in the abdomen. We would instill this tumescent fluid, which has a topical anesthetic in it, into that cavity, which helps with the pain and the numbing piece. So that's the first step. The second step of the lipotherm liposuction procedure is actually instilling the laser in there. So I take a laser and I go in that cavity, and we actually melt the fat. And as I said prior, it helps with the skin tightening piece. So that's the second step. So the third step is the actual fat removal or liposuction piece. So, you know, that, or as I like to call it, the liposculpturing piece, we actually go in and we remove and sculpt that individual to try to get, you know, accent certain curves and also remove just bulk mass or fat from that tissue. Now, this procedure is very safe, much safer than the traditional liposuction, because we do not use general anesthesia. That is typically the phase where most of your complications will come in part, is the anesthesia part. So we don't anesthetize any of our patients. They are perfectly awake during the whole procedure. We actually have conversations with our patients during the procedure. Some of the patients like to listen to music or read books as we're doing the procedure, but it is that safe. And by that patient being awake, if they feel uncomfortable, all they have to do is tell us that they're having some discomfort. We take a moment, we reinstill some of the numbing fluid to make the patient more comfortable, and then we proceed on with the procedure. So that's what makes this procedure so safe, is the fact that we are able to use a topical numbing medication instead of general anesthesia for the entire procedure. The other piece about tumescent liposuction is the downtime. Much different than your traditional liposuction, which the downtime is roughly 7 to 14 days, our downtime is approximately 2 to 3 days. The reasoning being that if I have a patient who's awake and alert, you tell me if you're having discomfort, we address the discomfort, and we move forward. I am much more in tune to the patient's discomfort as opposed to a patient who is totally sedated and can't communicate at all. That this is a lot more tissue damage typically, where the tumescent procedure, if you're uncomfortable, I slow down, I take my time, and make sure that each patient is very comfortable during the whole procedure. So it's just less trauma, less downtime during the whole procedure.
Very helpful information. Today we are with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, CEO and Medical Director of Heartland Total Body, located in Atlanta, Georgia, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Watkins, what can someone expect after undergoing Lipotherm, such as recovery and risk?
Well, as I have stated, the risk for our type of procedure, the minimally invasive tumescent laser lipotherm procedure, the risks are minimal, much less than traditional liposuction. For the most part, after the patient is finished with the procedure, gets up off the table, you can expect almost immediate results, because what we are doing is we are removing those fat cells from whichever area we are performing the procedure. And so you notice a noticeable difference after we are done with our procedure. Those fat cells have been removed, so that patient's, for example, their abdominal area may be much slimmer. Now, certainly there is some skin retraction that has to occur, which may take weeks post-procedure. So that piece always takes a little bit of time. But what we tell our patients to do is to wear a garment which helps with that skin tightening piece. But the minute you get off the table, you can notice a noticeable difference with your body contour. The other thing that we tell our patients is that, you know, within 2 or 3 days, they can pretty much go back to their normal routine. Certainly, they are a little bit sore, so they have to be careful and, you know, just use some caution those first 24 to 48 hours post-procedure, just to make sure that they are comfortable and, you know, that they don't have any further problems. But it is truly amazing, the results that we are seeing post-procedure almost immediately after we are getting done with our procedures.
Lastly, are there any other laser liposuction treatments currently available?
Well, there are multiple laser procedures as well as just body contouring procedures that are out there. anywhere from cryolipolysis, where they actually use a device which actually supercools the tissue and kind of melts the fat tissue. There's other radio frequency type of procedures that we can use to help with skin tightening and fat reduction. There's different types of laser liposuction where they use different energy levels to melt the fat. So I think that, you know, there's lots of modalities out there, and I guess that goes back to you really need to sit down and discuss with the physician what are all the options out there. Some of the other modalities, it may take 4, 5, 6 treatments before you reach your ultimate goal. With the non-minimally invasive laser liposuction procedure, when we have you on the table, when we get you off the table, you have almost instantaneous results. Now, there is a little bit of healing, and I always ask that my patients take care of their bodies post-procedure to make sure that those fat cells don't reoccur in other places. But you notice almost an instantaneous result from the laser liposuction procedure, as opposed to some of the others where, you know, it takes a few more treatments and you don't notice the noticeable difference that you do with the laser liposuction procedure.
Well, Dr. Watkins, very informative, and we thank you for covering laser liposuction today here on eHealth Radio. Where can our listeners find your practice online, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
Well, we are located at www.heartlandtotalbody.com. Our phone number here is 770-692-9760. We are located at 550 Eagles Landing Parkway in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Once again, Dr. Watkins, we thank you for your time, and certainly look forward to another opportunity of having you back with us right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Dwayne Watkins, CEO and Medical Director of Heartland Total Body, located in Atlanta, Georgia. And for more information, simply visit heartlandtotalbody.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.